Welcome to Season 6, Episode 35 of the Be Conscious Podcast, where I will discuss the time construct. Here we go.
Welcome to the Be Conscious Podcast, the show that brings you enlightened perspectives on the frequency of money, life's many challenges, and those heavy feelings that may be holding you back from living your best life. And now your host, Dr. Susan Nicholas.
Human constructs are the theories and ideologies that exist only in the minds of people. They are not relevant to the broader context of existence. These constructs inform the way we think, perceive, the way we behave, and believe. A few of the primary constructs that are thriving on Earth today include time, money, race, religion, and gender roles. Now, these are just a few. And these are theories of how things should be or should work in the physical realm. And it should be noted that these are not universal truths in the multiverse. You see, constructs do not exist in the absence of human beings. We are the only species that adhere to these constructs. Essentially, the constructs are man-made, which means they can be changed. These are theories and paradigms that change and shift over the centuries to suit those in the highest seats of power. They are ideologies designed to manage populations, appease doubting hearts and questioning minds. Now, the danger of some of these constructs is that they are harmful to still unconscious people who do not yet know that there is more to life than the forces controlling humanity. In this episode, I will discuss the time construct. The time construct is our perception and measurement of time. It frames and categorizes the lives of everyone and everything we bring into existence. It's perhaps difficult to conceive that time does not exist. I suspect most people have never really thought about it. After all, it is the foundation of all that has ever happened, is happening, and will happen. All experiences in our minds are in some way measured in terms of time. It is how we keep track of our affairs and how we reference our remembering. Now, for the longest time, the concept of time was a mere abstraction to me. I began my first investigation of time in my early 20s, reading The Brief History of Time by the late Stephen Hawking. But it wasn't until my 40th revolution around the sun that I experienced the immediate dissipation of time. So what happened was, at the age of 40, I began to have what some will term out-of-body experiences. And it was from these experiences that I again called into question the existence of time. You see, when I was out of body, I would have experiences that would take the expanse of an entire day, only to make the jaunt back to my body and see that the clock had advanced only 8 minutes. How could I have experienced so much in such a small amount of time, I wondered. Why does the quality of some minutes differ from others? When we are experiencing high-frequency emotions like love and passion, the minutes seem to disappear without notice, freely detached in their permanence. Where those same moments and instances of great anticipation, pain, or despair are unhurried in their passing, personifying the deafness of an eternity. It is these observations and experiences that I credit with putting me on the trajectory to investigate the time construct. Now, have you ever heard that all is happening at once? It's kind of like a spiritual thing. I hear it a lot. Now, this doesn't mean that you can comprehend all that is happening all at once, but that everything is occurring at once, moment by moment. Now, just imagine the Earth and how we've divided the Earth into time zones. But at any single moment, everything at once is happening in all those time zones. Like somebody's dying, somebody's being born, somebody's eating, somebody's sleeping, somebody's waking up. Whatever it is, it's all occurring simultaneously all at once. So we can extrapolate this, I believe, to all existence, perhaps all of time. So what is time anyway? So time as we know it is a measurement of moments. We name those moments seconds, even fractions of a second. So the second is our basis for the time construct. So this begs the question, what is a second? The basis of our atomic clock is the unit of measure of a second. A second is equivalent to the duration of 9,192,631,770 periods of the radiation corresponding to the transition between two hyperfine levels of the ground state of the cesium-133 atom at 0 degrees Kelvin, or absolute zero. Okay, so let me repeat that. The unit of measure of a second, which is the defining unit of measure for the time construct, is equivalent to the duration of 9,192,631,770 periods of the radiation corresponding to the transition between two hyperfine levels of the ground state of the cesium atom at 0 degrees Kelvin. Yes, that is a mouthful. But that is, ladies and gentlemen, the cesium second, which was defined in 1967. And that was derived from an esteemed 1958 physics proof. And this is the unit of measure accepted today by the collective human consensus. The radiation transition of the cesium-133 atom is the basis by which we define what is past, present, and future. So you may be asking yourself, why even pontificate on the time construct? Well, for me, it's about this idea of soul memory, or in other words, it's about getting back to what is core and true about existence. And it is about being present, because being in the now, recognizing that now, this now moment is all that we have, is essential, I believe, for our emotional and spiritual well-being. We have named and numbered the passing minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years. But truly, the only time is the now moment. If we can focus our energy, even our breath, focus on right here, right now, we can finally let go of the grievances of the past and the fears of the future. Because when you really think about it, what separates the past from the future? It is the now moment. It is right here, right now. It's also refreshing, perhaps, to know that only the physical form is marked by the passing of time. This tedious wonder is not carried over into the beyond. Now, it is not wrong to have a time construct. It is indeed useful in our everyday third-dimensional life. But know that existence outside of our third-dimensional plane does not share our concept of time. Now, not everyone will experience out-of-body travel, and it is not necessary or desired by all living persons. But know that should death be your first and possibly final separation from the physical body. Expect that you will never again have to ask, what time is it? You will become oblivious of the time construct with the realization that now is the only time that has ever existed. Timeliness has no station on the path unwinding infinity. And urgency, no purpose. Choose how you spend your moments with care, because it matters, because you matter.
Thanks for listening to the Be Conscious podcast with author, TEDx international speaker, and conscious coach, Dr. Susan Nicholas. Be sure to connect with her to stay up to date with her latest news and works. Learn more about her conscious speaking platform at susannicholas.org/speaking. Stay tuned for the next thought-provoking episode. And whether you are coming or going, looking inside or out, remember to be conscious.